Defense Secretary Gates taking a new look at Pentagon spending. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been monitoring today's briefing. He joins us now live with an update. Max, what can you tell us?
Well, Amy, right up at the top, two very prominent aircraft systems that have been in the Pentagon fold for a couple of years now are on the chopping block. The F-22 Raptor, a holdover from the Cold War era, going to be phased out under the $534 billion budget announced today by Secretary Gates. He says the Pentagon already has 187 of these radar-evading F-22s in its fleet. Time to move on to newer generation planes. Lockheed Martin, which makes the F-22, says that 95,000 jobs could be at stake if plans to continue producing the F-22 aren't approved. Also, the troubled presidential helicopter program. These choppers designed to replace the more than 30-year-old presidential helicopters that have been used since the 1960s, Marine One. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, Senator John McCain complained about the new choppers to the man who defeated him for president at the start of that fiscal responsibility seminar. Well, now Secretary Gates says he's literally going to start from square one with the replacement program all over again. In the meantime, they're going to see if they can get a few more hours of airtime from the current Marine One and its sister choppers in the presidential fleet.
A lot of really interesting and surprising things. Max, you're going to have more on this for us tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll have more tomorrow on the Federal Drive, including some analysis from a couple of folks who are also looking at the numbers as well.
Yeah, I know, because the folks at Lockheed are not happy. They are quaking in their boots at this point.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. And, of course, on federalnewsradio.com, right?
Absolutely.
All right, thanks.
Anytime.